Welcome back to the Daughters of the Moon podcast. We're grateful that you can join us for another week.
We sure are.
And we are going to do your April monthly reading.
That's exciting.
That is exciting because that means spring is coming.
Yahoo!
So that is a super exciting thing. And we're also super exciting because April means Banff Wellness Retreat.
It does. It does. We've been waiting for this. I think we arranged it sort of back in October. And now it's finally here. So we will be going to the Banff Wellness Retreat in Banff.
Yeah. So, and hopefully that will give us lots more topics to talk to you guys about. Plus, it'll be really nice. We're going to be able to connect to some of the people that
are there.
I previously met and now that we've interviewed on the podcast. So I think that will be a really cool thing as well.
And I'll be able to meet them too.
Mom's first time. So a good experience for her as well. So I'm giving her slowly her checklist. Don't forget this.
She is. And it's like, I'm getting more excited.
Yes.
Of course, a woman thing, right? How many outfits do I need? And all that other stuff.
Exactly.
It is 3 days. So yeah.
Exactly. So we have lots of good podcasts coming up for you guys. And we started a newsletter on our website. So if you're interested, head on over to our website to check that out. If you're looking for older podcasts, you can also see those on our website or go to our YouTube channel.
Please subscribe to us on the YouTube channel as well. And come and see us because we have a newsletter now that Kim does. And we'll send it out to you so you know what's happening on our podcast and keep you up to date of what's going on in case there's something that you want to catch and you can mark it on your calendar.
Yep, exactly. Or if there's something or somebody you want us to reach out to interview, please let us know that because we'd love to. Or if you're interested in being on the podcast, please reach out to us for that.
That's the other
as well.
Thing. So if you do something that's creative or spiritual, yeah.
Yeah. So we just wanted to share that with everybody, just kind of let you know I've revamped the website a little bit, but, you know, always looking for input. So if you happen to be on our website and you got input, please shoot us a DM because I'd love to know. So
yeah, you bet. Yeah. You bet.
And from there, we will start our April reading.
We will. Okay. So as usual, this time I got Kimmy to pick my cards for me because just for a change. Anyways, we'll see how these cards relate to each other. The first one I caught, am I doing it first?
Yep.
Okay, these are called the Steampunk Tarot. Oops, didn't see it there. And they're done by Barbara Moore. Very different kind of cards. This one here, the one that I picked today, was the Lovers, which is kind of cool because springtime is a time for people to become more evolved and doing things with other people, getting out there, finding their interest and things like that. And the Lover card to me always says to, you know, because the angel above was talking to them about how it should be going and what they need to be doing with a lover sort of thing. Lovers do not mean that you dedicate your whole life to that person. It's about loving yourself too. So it's about if you can love yourself in a relationship, and you love yourself first, and then you can love yourself in a relationship real easy. If you give all of yourself in a relationship and don't give anything to yourself, it's not a healthy thing. You're supposed to be a lover of everything that you do first, and that is supposed to embrace everything around you as it comes around you. So it's really interesting because the angel is there with her hands up going, okay, you guys, it's up to you to make it right or wrong, you know, but it's up to you to make the decision. Are you going to stay with that and be happy? Is it going to give you everything you need? Or is it not giving you everything you need? Therefore, you need to reach out, find the more love that's around you. Because there's love from all different kinds of people, family, that kind of thing. So reach out to those around you that want to be loved. And you want to love them too. Have the nectar of God, of the gods in your mouth. Take the bliss of everything you taste, because that's a love as well. And it helps you to refresh. And every time you take a bite of something, it refreshes your palate to new things. Every time you go out and you have love in your heart for others, it refreshes new things too and helps you to engage in new opportunities around you. So that's to me what the Lover says to me.
Nice.
Your turn.
My turn. Okay. So yeah, I agree with you because and it was funny because I was just actually, that was one of the conversations I was having yesterday was that you have to be able to love yourself fully and truly in order to love other people around you.
Yes.
You need to find that, like, not that you can't love without it, but you can love differently and it makes your body different. So it feels like, yes, spring is a real time to be planting seeds of love and love coming around for you. It is talking about, you know, putting it up to the angels too and asking them if you're single to, you know, maybe bring someone into your life that's meant for you. And also, you know, to know that whoever it is that you decide that you want to be with on the path to be a lover, is that it's somebody that is good for you. It's meant for you. It's new beginnings. It's, you know, bring back that, you know, courting. And I know that's such an old fashioned term, but, you know, bring back that time of the fun and the joy of your relationships. And I think that's, you know, it talks about that in the lover, but I think that it goes into every relationship that we have, is that we want to bring in that newness and that, you know, that compassion and love for each other. So that's what I,
yeah, from that. I agree 100%. We're on the same wavelength.
We're on the same wavelength. But okay. We got it.
Okay, the lovers. I could not have made a better choice. The core meaning is make a decision that makes your heart glad, which is basically what we've been talking about. Love is an interesting phenomenon. And this is an interesting card. In our everyday lives and most readings about relationship, if the lovers comes up, it cannot help but get a little giddy and excited about the possibilities. This card conjures up romantic hopes and dreams. As Sally Owens said in this Practical Magic, a love that even time will lie down and be still for. There is something about the power of love that lets us believe that everything is possible if only we were with the right person. We are with the right person if we love ourselves. Why do we feel that way? Because when the right two things or people are mixed together, the newly created whole is worth more or is better than the sum of its parts. But the right two people together and they both become their very best of themselves. In this image, a man represents fire and air, the active elements, and a woman represents water and earth, the passive elements. Join hands. Their union creates something about more astonishing and more powerful than they could have ever been as an individual. The experience of romantic love, while a very real force in our lives, is also symbolic of the deeper truth. It reminds us that whenever the two right things come together, something transformative and magical happens. These two things can be you plus other things that you have chosen. A relationship, a career, a passion, anything that is perfect match for you and your heart. So I think that's the whole thing with the lovers. You have to remember it doesn't necessarily mean in a relationship of love that way. It means getting your own passions of love and creativity and boost them to what you want. Grab a hold of them. Make that your passion. It's never too late. Really, this is the crux of this card. The importance of making the right choice. Make the right decision. Experience is full of the same potential power as love. When the lovers come a calling, pay attention to your heart. You have the opportunity to make a choice, the commitment, or something you can make a change in your life. This partnership was a potential for real magic. You've heard the saying, my heart just isn't into it. If you are considering something or someone and your heart doesn't leap at the thought, you might want to move back to the next thought. The reading tip is for this. The two or 10 cups or the 4 cups to represent the card is a good signal that romance or romantic love is playing a role in your situation. You don't have to worry about that so much. But it just says that, you know, like, love is about bringing it close to you. The lover is about bringing it close to you, making you feel like you're combined with something. And if it feels good, jump on it.
Yeah. And I like how it said, right? Like, go with your heart. So if something, a situation is coming up for you, if you don't love it and it's not really sitting well in your body, and listen to your body, because if you really just, if something comes up and you just close your eyes and tap in just for 1 second into whatever that situation is, and it doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel right in your stomach, it feels hard to breathe, there feels a heaviness over you, then know that that maybe is not a situation that you want to embark on. So
yeah, or even if you start to walking towards what you think is this new thing, and you know, you find yourself hesitating, those are things that are telling you you need to be thinking about what else was going on with this. Is this a correct move for me? Is it the time for me? That kind of thing. And like I said, it's not just in relationships of love, it's in relationships period in life. So to have a, you know, if it's not feeling good, like Kenny said, sit back and wait.
Yeah. So the ones that I've chosen are The Secret Oracle by Raven Flan. And the card that I chose is Weave Your Reality. So I think this is a really, you're going to hold it for me.
I will.
Okay. So what I am really picking up with this is a time, because it's spring, and I think this is a really good card for spring coming in, is this is really a time where we need to be planting our seeds of the things that we want. We need to be weaving this reality, and we need to be getting serious with ourselves at this time, because we've alluded and we've had this small, you know, break with winter and sitting back and relaxing and, you know, hibernating. And now it's really time to bring these things out and create them into the world. And for me, the spider always means about weaving your web and creating the words and creating your visions out there and using your creativity. So it's like anything that you really want, you just need to believe that you can weave this into reality and take the action steps towards it. So, you know, we do these vision boards, we do these journaling exercises and things like that as people. And it's like, you know, it's fine to do those, but you actually have to take action steps towards it. You know, it's like, if you're looking for a new job, you're probably not going to get it sitting on your couch eating potato chips. You have to write a resume, and you have to put the resume out. Right. And so it's those action steps. So, you know, if there's things that you want, like we're currently trying to plan a wellness day, it's like, well, what steps do I need to take for that? Do I need to reach out to people? You know, so you take one small little step, and even if it takes you a long time to get there, at least take the steps to get there, because then you are really creating your reality.
You said it all, really. You know, it's like climbing the ladder. You see the ladder ahead of you. You have something on the top of the ladder that you want to do. Take the steps, you know, do each one of the steps. Go with it, because you know what? You're going to find as you go up and you elevate and you're ascending to the next levels of where you want to go, it's going to feel better and better and better. And you're not going to have those moments of, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? You're going to be going, you know, this is getting closer to where I want to be. And I'm feeling really much better about this. I'm sleeping better. I'm doing all these different things because I've taken that step. Like the spider says, I agree with Kimmy 100%. Weave your own web. Weave the reality of where you want to be. You don't forget that the spider also spins its web, because it catches the things in it that are important to it, for as far as food and things like that. But it also catches things that they don't want around them, right? And takes that away from them. So this is what you're doing too when you're weaving your own reality. Like this card says, is weave in what you want, and the things that you don't want, yeah, throw them back out to where you don't need them and push them away from you, because you really don't need them. And it's not going to do you any good anyway. So just weave what you want for you. Little bits at a time make the difference.
Absolutely. And 100%, I agree with you on that. And while you were talking, I was thinking, you know, even if you're afraid of spiders, because that is a real fear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you look at the spider and it's got the eight legs, and, you know, eight on its side again is the infinity symbol.
I was going to say that.
So I really think like we're really putting this out to there for what we want into our futures. But also, if you've ever looked up close at a spider's web, they're so beautiful. They're so intricate. They're so, you know, they have their system of how they get it there. And it really just feels like this is the time to be creative and bring those things into you.
Yeah. Good one, Kenny Ann.
Okay.
We rocked that.
Okay. So Spider comes to tell you that all is mind. All is as we perceive it to be. Our thoughts and beliefs shape our perception, which in turn shapes our relationship with the world. It affects how we behave and act as we move through our day. We live what we believe. What is the nature of your thoughts and beliefs? How do you see your life? In a positive, negative, or grounded and realistic manner? Is your life everything you wanted it to be, or at the very least, is it a life that brings you more satisfaction and peace than it does pain and disappointment? Are you full of curiosity and wonder, or have you become cynical and closed off? Do you love your life and live it with passion, or do you make your way from one day to the next, doing what is necessary and nothing more? Has your perception been skewed by beliefs that are misinformed and no longer serve you? Has your journey been slowed by an emotional or psychological burden that you have carried for far too long? It's time to take an honest look at that web that is your life. If your web is tattered and torn but fulfills you, then mend and maintain it so that it can weather any storm. If you don't like what you see, then weave something new. Weave a reality that gives you a reason to smile, and that has real substance because the strands that shape it serve a purpose and give your life meaning. I like that.
Oh, that is a nice card.
That's a very nice card.
Yeah, that's very nice.
So, and I think, you know, it kind of went hand in hand with yours too, right? Where you're planting these seeds and do what you love. And, you know, if you're not loving it, don't do it.
Exactly. And, you know, the whole thing is if you're not looking for something, you know, it'll come to you sort of thing sometimes, you know, if you're in a relationship that isn't good, and don't be out there trying to find another relationship. Find you in your heart first. The relationship will find you. That's just the way it's supposed to be. It's because then you're open. You're opening your heart to accept and receive. And that's what you should be doing. Or I shouldn't say should. It's a suggestion. Okay,
this funny because I was listening back to an old podcast, and at one point you made that almost exact same thing verbatim. It was like, I often say you should, and then I'm like, no, I'm just going to give you some advice and take it if you want it. So it was just funny when you said that. But,
reiterate,
yeah,
it just, you know, do for things for you. That's all I'm saying. Okay, this one is called the Sacred Action card, and it's about focus, which is what we're talking about. And this is by Sandra Ann Taylor and Kimberly Weber. Nice cards, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this card here, let me look at it again. To me, the cat, whenever I see a cheetah or a strong cat, it's about power. Power is about, the cat is about seeing things in front of it. It can run real fast to go where it needs to go, but they listen. They have their ears, give them the sense of they can hear everything in front of them. Their eyes are strong. They see the things in front of them. This card's saying to you, open your eyes, open your mind, open your ears. Allow yourself to see what's ahead of you. Allow you to not have fear. See the look in the cat's face is like, I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. I'm going after. I'm going to be precise on what I'm looking for. And her having it on her head said that she has strength with her. And that's bringing the power to her to help her to find the vision of where she wants to go. To me, when you have the sun behind you like that, or the moon, whatever it is that's behind you, it's saying, we have the power here for you, and you have it. It's just a matter of you collecting it and bringing it forward. Have that vision and put that vision in front of you and go after it. Because like a tiger, a cheetah, or anything else, they have a vision. They don't fight. They don't kill another animal to eat it until they're hungry. You know, they don't do it just because it's a game. They do it because that's what they need and that's what their focus is. And I think that this is what this card is saying, is focus in on what you need and what you want and allow the energies that come with it to pull you into those visions to help you see the future ahead of you. And don't be going, no, I can't happen for me. Because you know what? You don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You want to talk about it first or you want me to read it first?
Either or. Go ahead, read it, and then I'll
go ahead.
Okay. So what I see with it in it as well is, for me, big cats are such power animals. Oh. They're my power animal for sure. And so that's what I tap into that, because they're just so magical. And like you said, like they're, you know, they're hunting and they're just taking care of themselves and they observe the world around them. So for me, what this card is really saying is that it's time to really tap into that power that you have within yourself with the gold and the sun and things like that. Also, yeah. Another power that, you know, get out into the sunshine and allow that to kind of bathe over you and to give you that power, because our bodies need the sun. So we need to get out there and we need to be getting that, because it, yeah. it elevates our moods. It brings us joy. It's just all around good, gives us our vitamin D that we need. So it's really good to tap into that. And I think what it's saying, like you said, with her wearing it on her top of her head, or looks like she's wearing it on top of her head, is that really, really allow your mind to tap into that power. Because when it, again, it's sacred action. So it's asking you to make those actions, but it's asking you to take those actions from a place in your soul. Which is sacred, right? Again, like the lovers in your heart space, weaving your reality. Take that power so you can make these actions to make them happen.
And be your decisions, not anybody else. And it's funny, because if you go with your own flow and there are decisions, and as you keep going on, then actually you find afterwards people come to you and say, good job. Like, wow, who thought of doing that, or how'd that come about? And that's how dreams are built.
Absolutely.
You know, so yeah, it is in you. Okay.
Okay.
The card itself says this: it's time to bring the active energy of the cheetah into your life. The swift cat represents decisive action and intense focus. Take an honest look at the projects or situations that have, for some reason, been put on hold. Perhaps you've been waiting for a better time, unsure of what you want to focus on, even what action to take. This card is telling you to let go of the hesitation. Your soul longs for you to move forward on your path. Whether your goal is professional, personal, or spiritual, you have the power to manifest whatever you desire. Now is the time to resolve or pick a different direction that calls to your heart and act. Let go of your self-doubt and fear in making the wrong decision. The strength of the spirit will guide you in every step of your way. Your spirit may also take you in the more global direction of sacred activism.
Activism.
Thank you. The light of shared consciousness between animal and human can help you take and make decisions and actions to make the earth to make this earth and all the life forms a top priority. And as your loving intention expands to encompass others, it accelerates the beneficial momentum and activates blessings worldwide. Well, that's nice.
That is really nice. Okay.
In this way, you have the power to heal the earth and yourself and your actions and choices every day. Nice. The affirmation of this one is, I focus on the options before me. I choose to make decisive action in the direction of my dreams.
Oh, that's nice. Interesting, because I just noticed in the card, the number 17, so 7 and 1, 8. So again,
spider.
Infinity and yep. and weaving your thing. And so I think it's just funny how they all go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's really sort of pointing at us a little bit too, isn't it there?
Well, it is. And I think too, when you say like it goes out into the world, I think that that's a really good thing too, because I think as we make these small steps for ourselves,
yeah.
we don't really realize the impact that we're having on other people, on the right. world around us, on the world collectively as a whole. And so I think it's really important that, you know, we focus on some of those things too.
True. So. I agree.
So cards I chose are a new deck, Sacred Rebels Oracle by Alana Fairchild. So unboxed those not too long ago. So if you follow along on our Facebook and Instagram, you can see some of these fun things that we do there. This is a 36, so it's a 9, but that's a master number. So
there you go.
Listening for truth. So what I see with it is, it's really funny because when you listen to a seashell, it's like you can hear the sound of the ocean, or what you think is the sound of the ocean, but it's actually just your inner ear fluids and such. So what it's saying to me, just in that and in particular, is like we need to listen for the truths that are out there around us. So don't put your own perception on things. Listen, just sit back, listen to the things that are going around you, listen to what people are saying. Don't put your own spin on it, because a lot of times I think we spin stories that people say to us or words that they say to promote our own story that we're telling ourselves, which sometimes is a lie. So I think as you're moving forward and you're creating these steps to go into spring and get these realities and weave your web and take these sacred actions and stuff and find that love for yourself, once you're really listening to your truth and listening around you, that's going to make a big difference for you. And I think where it talks about listening to your truth is listen to the truth of your soul. If your soul is screaming at you to go do something, go do it. If your soul is screaming at you to back off,
Take a rest.
back off. Because we really need to start paying attention more to our bodies and tapping into these wonderful vessels that we've been given to do this journey with. And so we need to listen to it. So that's what I
Very nice.
get from that.
Yeah, listening to the truth. Interesting, though. When I was growing up, we had a conch, which is a seashell, at home, and we used to love to lift this. Take the conch, blow into it and do things with it and listen to it back. And it was a fun thing, not knowing then as a child that listening to our own self was going to be so vital to our whole lifetime, right? And the more that we listen to what messages spirit's trying to give us, if we just need to quieten ourselves. If we quieten ourselves, the answers do come to us. And it could be as easy as driving in your car and messages, seeing things around you, all those different things, you take them into your soul, your mind, body, your soul, you take them in as your, and actually they do work with you and they do create a vision for you if you pay attention. And I think that's what it's saying, this card is pay attention what's around you, listen to the things that are around you. Because people are going to give you false information that you don't need. And you'll know that when you're hearing it, because you'll go, yeah, why am I listening to this? I think I'll just leave it. I don't need to know this information. And the whole idea with that is knowing when to walk away from something you don't need to hear as well, right? Walk away from it. Don't allow that to put something in your feelings that you don't need. Walk away, grab something else that gives you that joy. And you want to listen to it because maybe that is going to influence something you need down the road. And it's just that easy, because it could be something in a song that you pick up. It could be something you're hearing. You could hear it because spirit's given it to you in your own meditation or however you're getting it. Go after the things that give you that peace and of mind. And like Kimmy said, springtime is a good time because that's all newness and stuff. And we get this new vitality and everything else in us as we can go outside and enjoy the weather and do some different things. And it also gets our mind active about what we should be doing because our body's active too. So, yeah, these cards all really relate to each other about really going in and seeking your own truths and finding what's best for you and bring it and make it happen. This is the year.
This is the year.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, we got kind of carried
We went
away.
on our thing, but
We
that's
did.
okay. That's what you're here for, is to hear, one, our interpretation of, what we are feeling from these cards and the messages that we're receiving for them, and how they, it's nice to, I think, say how they interact with each other,
Yeah.
because they really do. And so, yeah,
Yes, I agree.
sometimes we're wordy. And speaking of wordy, this author is super wordy, so here we go.
He reads better than I do, so that's good.
Listening for the truth. Truth speaks to us constantly, but not always in words. It may communicate through a feeling that is hard to put into words, but brings an inexplicable sense of peace, trust, and the knowledge that somehow everything is going to work out perfectly, even if there is little evidence of how it's all going to happen. You are being asked to listen for the truth beneath the words rather than the superficial message of the words themselves. This is especially true for the communication of those around you, the press, the newspapers, and the mass media, you will begin to hear fear in the words and actions of those around you, even as they preach love. Listen deeper. Listen for the truth. This oracle comes with a message of truth for you. You are hearing something that is not being said, and what you are hearing is truthful. You may feel as though you are the only one that is really ready to hear or see it. Perhaps you've been working in a situation or loving in a relationship where truth is constantly denied, or consistently, sorry, denied. Okay. We live in a world where truth is frequently avoided out of fear of what it might reveal. At the basis of such actions, consciously or not, is a deep sense of unhealed, toxic shame. If you or someone else is fearful that the truth will expose rather than free and heal, then some personal healing is required. It is time for letting go of old wounds in favor of a greater sense of self-love and acceptance. You're being asked to love yourself, to honor the truth, even if you feel you are the only one doing so. Sacred revels need truth, like lungs need oxygen. Truth keeps the energy of life flowing through the rebellious heart. Lies dampen the spirit of the sacred revel. Even if those with less awakened heart fear the truth, you must not turn away from it. Don't resent the state of affairs. Perhaps your job is to show that truth can be witnessed, even when many may want to hide from it. What others do is always their choice, but through your honorable deeds done with integrity, you will be set free no matter what the outcome. You are a truth seeker. Never deny or try to quiet this down to make others comfortable. You're meant to be an agitator at times, even though you don't have to confront people to do it. You don't necessarily have to say a word, though sometimes you will. Often you will agitate in the most loving sense by unveiling truth simply through your knowings. Hold compassion for the truths you behold. Do not use them as knives to cut another or yourself with harshness, but as the clear insight that allows one to loosen the knots that bind simply by knowing which thread to gently tug. This oracle brings you guidance. If you have been worn down and depressed by the lies, gossip, deceit, or backstabbing going on around you, don't fret. Get out in nature and spend some time communing with the infinite. Healing will come to you now, no matter how many times, in how many ways, or by how many tongues untruth is spoken. You know what you know is your sacred rebellious heart. The truth is your connection to the living truth of life itself. Don't give up, just open to healing and know that truth always eventually prevails. And the healing process is, place your hand very lightly at the front and back of your throat and say, I now release all vows of silence I have ever made, consciously or not. I now release all lies, deceptions, and painful words, spoken or unspoken, that are affecting my ability to clearly know and speak my truth. I am held in unconditional love with protection and grace. So be it.
Well, that's nice.
You have finished your healing process. You might like to say something true just to anchor it. How about, within me, beyond all that rises and falls, only truth remains.
Wow, nice cards.
Yeah.
Very nice card. Yeah.
Beautiful. Sure. They're very introspective, these cards. I really like them for that, but they are like a little bit wordy when you're trying to do something like this. But
it shouldn't need much out though.
No. And I think the message, you know, we hit on some of the things that she was trying to say. And I think it was interesting because she too talked about the news and the collective world. And it's interesting because, I find a lot of times I don't listen to the news personally.
No,
neither do I. Because I don't like the negativity that it brings. And I can find out by other people what is happening in the world. So it's not that I don't want to be conscious of what is happening out there. I don't like the negativity that it makes me feel when I listen to it. So it's interesting because, you know, with a lot of the things that go along, there is a lot of untruths that are told in the news and that impacts us on a physical level. So I think we touched on that.
We did
too, was did. Like, you know that as going out and being good people and living from our heart and living from our truth, we are helping to heal the world.
And it's so true. And I find because winter, I have some way of, I don't know, in all over the world, probably because winter is a time when you're more stagnant, you're not doing much. And so sometimes this can bring along a lot of negativity. Jeepers, my voice is want to do what it does today. I had a tooth fixed. Maybe that's it. I'll blame it on that. Anyway, yeah, so there's so much negativity around, I find, that you really have to walk away from it. And it's interesting because if you learn how to walk away from negativity when it's presented in front of you, the person that you're walking away from doesn't really know what to do because you're not being involved anymore. And it's not really being ignorant. It's just saying, I have the right to not listen to what's going to drag me down. So, and I think if we remember that, then it leaves our hearts lighter in the day, you know, and helps us to generate newness to come to ourselves. And we all want newness because why do we want stagnant stuff in our lives? And we want the newness to come in all different directions to incorporate being better people, sharing it in the world, bring prosperity to us, you know, in abundance. All those are things we want. So anyway, I got carried away.
That's okay. So we hope you enjoy that. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful April. You know, get those seeds out there of things that you want to see coming in. Shoot us some DMs. We'd love to hear about, what you're trying to create into this springtime. And we love sharing that with you guys. So please do. And we will see you the next time.
We sure will.